The opioids crisis that has taken hundreds of thousands of American lives has gotten less attention during the pandemic, but it's no less dangerous. In fact, the CDC says that drug overdoses and deaths have grown substantially since the pandemic began. Now, one of the world's most powerful corporate consulting firms has agreed to a major settlement for its role and trying to, quote, turbocharge sales of painkillers. Stephanie Tsai has our update.
Good evening, Judy. The settlement holds McKinsey and Company financially accountable for its extensive work with Purdue Pharma and other drug makers to aggressively market highly addictive painkillers. The agreement allocates $573 million to 47 states, the District of Columbia, and five U.S. territories to fund opioid treatment, recovery, and prevention programs. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey has been leading the legal battles against McKinsey and Purdue Pharma and joins me now. Madam Attorney General, it's a pleasure having you on the NewsHour. I want to dive right in. The velocity, the breadth of the opioid epidemic and how many American lives it has devastated is astounding. How much of that would you ascribe to McKinsey consultants' strategies to sell more OxyContin?
Well, Stephanie, what my office's investigation uncovered is that, in fact, McKinsey was right at the heart of this. McKinsey, to be clear, what our investigation uncovered was consulting with the Sacklers and Purdue. They were instructing them on how to boost OxyContin sales, how to get doctors to prescribe more and more to patients. McKinsey consultants actually rode along with, went with Purdue sales reps to doctors' offices here in Massachusetts to critique them on how effective they were at selling OxyContin.